UN is a terrorist group, not a terrorist group. Mosul earns the distinction of most violent city in Iraq, and Mission Aviation Fellowship's in the middle of a fleet overhaul. These stories and others just like them on today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. You know the old saying, if it walks like a duck, talks like a duck, it's probably a duck. Well, if you're talking terror in Nigeria's Boko Haram, it seems especially true. The group's responsible for over 600 deaths since the beginning of 2012, yet Voice of the Martyrs' Todd Nettleton says the government doesn't want them identified as a terrorist group. Why?
It just complicates matters because it places restrictions on travel, it places restrictions on aid and help. And so from the Nigerian government perspective, they don't want those restrictions, they don't want those issues to be raised, and so they have said, please don't call them a terrorist group.
The message this is sending to Christians is confusing. Still,
there are still Christians there who are reaching out to Muslims. There are still Christians who are sharing the gospel, who are sharing Bibles, who are sharing in other ways. So the gospel message is going forth, but obviously that is coming at a great risk.
At missionnetworknews.org, you'll find ways to pray and encourage Nigeria's believers. Next, with the world focused on Syria, Egypt, and Nigeria, Iraq is being ignored. President of Open Doors USA Carl Mueller says that has to change, especially since 20 people were killed in blasts and shootings across the country. Mosul is still a threat to Christians and other minorities. Once home to 75,000 Christians, Mosul now reports just 25,000. Open Doors is providing Bibles, training, and counseling to them. Your financial support helps Open Doors continue their work there. This is Mission Network News. You think gas prices are bad? Try being a pilot. Their gas costs up to $18 a gallon. Mission Aviation Fellowship needs funds for upgraded planes in their Africa ministry that don't guzzle so much gas. MAF's John Boyd says it'll help advance the Great Commission.
It appears to us that parts of Africa is experiencing somewhat of a reversal of Christian presence and impact. And with that in mind, using the aircraft as our tool that God has given us, to reach into those remote and inaccessible areas in the Congo and other countries we serve in, we've identified some specific types of airplanes that we believe that we can be utilizing to go in and actually support the church.
Better aircraft do things like transport missionaries and aid. They need around $13 million, and you can help.
We're looking for God's people to partner with us, obviously, in prayer and financially as we raise the funding.
Next, a high demand for English education is opening doors for the gospel in China.
English is the number one wanted or desired education by Chinese young people today.
China partners Eric Berkland and his team recently spent 2 weeks teaching English to Chinese youth. The relationships formed at this camp opened the door for team members to share the gospel.
Young people have asked spiritual questions all the way to the point where several of them have actually accepted Christ as their personal savior.
Many Chinese pastors really aren't sure how to reach the youth. Berkland says these camps are a natural way to bring young people to Christ.
This is a tremendous tool to attract young people and then through that attraction, share the good news of Jesus Christ with them.
China partners looking for people to help. Don't think you're qualified?
95% are not teachers. They don't have any teaching experience, and yet they do fantastic.
And in just a few weeks, Bibles for China will be sending another team to China to distribute Bibles to Christians in rural China. On the next trip, they hope to deliver 1,000 Bibles. It costs us $5 for each Bible, and it's done legally with the registered church. Through the end of the year, your gift is being matched dollar for dollar. Find out more at missionnetworknews.org. Mission Network News is a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Now, all this month, Mission Network News is offering the book Reformation in Foreign Missions by Bob Finley with Christian Aid Mission. He says missionaries from the industrialized world can be counterproductive, needs to be reformed. Find out why when you get this free provocative look at missions. Call 1-800-995-4828 or click on the ad link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.